I'd like to invite boys and girls, members of our church school program, to join me at the front for a few moments, and I believe our youth choir is going to sit over here. Mrs. Kathy Fletcher will tell you your story this morning. Kathy? Kathy's a member of our worship associates group, and so welcome. It's all yours.
This story has really good pictures, so if you want to sit
for Oh, there's some the pictures. Do you want to sit down here? You can see the pictures.
So who knows what today is? You know what today is?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Do all of you, I hope, have a mother still? That's a good thing. Do any of you have any brothers and sisters, though? You do? I do, too. And I think this story is about not only mothers, but brothers and sisters. And it's called Most Loved Monster by Lynn Downey. Good night, loons. Good night, Mars. Good night, ghouls, wherever you are. The end. Mama Monster yawned and closed the book. Time for all my little fiends to go to bed. Oh, Ma, whined Max, Maddie, Mervin, and Mella. Don't forget to brush your fangs and floss, she added, and remove all the ticks and moss. And they'd washed and brushed and crept into their beds. Mama tippy-toed into Max's room. Good night, my love, Mama said. Mama, oops, shrieked Max, didn't shriek. Who do you love most? I love all my little monsters, but you are very special. Max shrugged. Me? What makes me so special? You have a wonderful sense of humor, Mama smiled. You tell the funniest bang bang jokes, and I love it when you twist your horns and make your eyeballs pop out. Max grinned. I am funny, aren't I? You are my beast. Now, get some rest. It's time for dreams. And Max closed his eyes with a smile in his heart as Mama crept into Maddie's room. Good night, my love, Mama said. Mama, croaked Maddie, who do you love most? I love all my little children and my little monsters, but you are very special. Maddie shrugged. How am I special? You have the nicest manners, Mama smiled. You always scream out in school and you never raise your hand. You share your spit and you're always lugging old monsters across the street. Maddie grinned. I am really polite, aren't I? You are my beast. Now get some rest. It's time for dreams. And Maddie closed her eyes with a smile in her heart as Mama crept into Mervin's room. Good night, my love, Mama said. Mama, it's Mervin. Who do you love most? I love all my little monsters, but you are very special. Mervin shrugged. Why am I special? You're so creative, Mama said. The way you color all over the walls and sculpt dragons in your moss potatoes, and your dragonfly pie is the slimiest I have ever tasted. Mervin grinned. I am creative, aren't I? You are my beast. Now get some rest. It's time for dreams. And Mervin closed his eyes with a smile in his heart as Mama crept into Mella's room. Good night, my love, Mama said. Mama, said Mella, who do you love most? I love all my little monsters, but you are very special. Mella shrugged, me? Why me? You're so brave, Mama said. You stand up to the biggest bullies in the play pond, and you're always rescuing smaller monsters from the fierce dragonflies, and you're never afraid to dive into the deep end of the tar pit. Mella grinned. I am very brave, aren't I? You are my beast. Now get some rest. It's time for dreams. And Mella closed her eyes with a smile in her heart as Mama crept out of the room. When Mama reached her bed, she fell fast asleep. As her snores rattled the walls, she didn't even hear the tippy claw of four little beasts cackling as they scampered about the cave. Mervin baked his most creative recipe yet. Roach berry upside down cake with mud-covered slugs on top. Maddie hocked up hair balls and wrapped them in stinkweed. I love that picture. Mella put her gooeyest tar pit bone on Mama's favorite chair. And Max came up with his best bang bang joke ever. Bang bang. Who's there? Fang.
Fang who?
Fang you for loving me. Early the next morning, Mama tippy-clawed down the stairs. Her little monsters listened quietly from their beds. And they heard her howl with happiness. All the little monsters giggled and thought, I knew she loved me the most. Oh, Max, Mama exclaimed. Oh, Maddie, Mervin, and Mella, you are all so very special. Then she turned around and smeared across the cave walls were the words, Mama, we love you the most. The end.